I've called on the Prime Minister of Papua New Guinea, Peter O'Neill, to lead by example and present himself to the police and resign as Prime Minister. The recent events in Port Moresby, Peter O'Neill, in many occasions, when allegations of corruption is raised against him, have always said that nobody is above the law. So to maintain the integrity of the office of the Prime Minister and to live up to his words, Peter O'Neill should simply voluntarily walk down to the Fort Squad office, present himself, get interviewed, get arrested, and resign as the Prime Minister. You know, you can't go to court and try to restrain the police from carrying out their constitutional duty. You go to court after you have been charged, and it is up to you to prove your innocence in court. This is madness.
After this week's events, can Mr. O'Neill claim to be serious in fighting corruption?
He can't claim to be serious in fighting corruption. He makes us so, he announces this, he announces that. He's not serious in fighting corruption. He wants to come out in public, look good, but at the back, he's tainted.
Mr. O'Neill has sacked several people, not only this week, but in recent times, including Karenga Kua, Don Pollier, William Duma. These are all senior members of his coalition partners. Do you think Mr. O'Neill
yes.
will be Prime Minister for much longer?
The way the recent events have transpired, I think it's a matter of days.
Have you been in any talks with any of O'Neill's coalition partners? Do you know how stable the ruling coalition is? Is it stable? Is it starting to break up with all these sackings?
Well, if you look at the sackings that have taken place, the PNC, Peter O'Neill and Tyres, the members of parliament, he used this district support improvement program funds to entice them. There is no real loyalty. They are just there because of this 10 million kina every year that goes to the districts. So in terms of stability, in terms of is PNC intact, the answer is no. PNC is not intact, and I am very confident that in Tuesday's parliament session, and even before that, there will be a lot of movements between the members of parliament, that they have now lost confidence and trust in this Peter O'Neill.
Are you actively trying to court government members to bring them to your side?
I'm not going to coerce them to bring them to my side. They will, in their own will, with their own standing as members of parliament, make the right decision for their elected representative, for their people who have elected them. And the right thing is to say, Peter O'Neill, enough is enough. You are bringing down the entire systems of government by your actions, in sacking people, disbanding institutions that you have established, and trying to hide behind the curtains. They themselves, the members of parliament, will use their own wisdom. I'm not going to force them. They are elected representatives. And I believe that in the last couple of days, I've been receiving phone calls, and the members are ready to move because they can't see their chief executive making unilateral decisions, not for the benefit of the nation, but for the benefit of a few of his friends. I'm very confident that the members of parliament will exercise wisdom.